It's a great honour for me personally, for my family, and indeed all, from all my supporters and constituents in West Sligo. It's doesn't come only once in a lifetime opportunity, and I was delighted to take it. You know, we're really privileged to have it, and I look forward to a busy year ahead.
And what will be your policies going forward in the year ahead?
Well, I think everybody knows that the housing situation is chronic at the moment, and it's something that we'll have to address head on. We have to get the council to build more houses. We have to get more rural planning, and we'll be looking at our county development plan to ensure that happens. I think on the infrastructural issues, it's very important that we get the third bridge in Sligo. We get the upgrade of the N59, the N16 and the N17. That's critical that the infrastructure is put in place so that Sligo can continue to grow into the city that it deserves to be.
And I'm sure Micah will be top of your agenda too. We know that there are hundreds of homes here in Sligo County that are affected by this issue, and perhaps many more in time to come.
Absolutely. I mean, the Micah is an issue. You know, the homeless situation is chronic. Like, it is at a desperate level. Every day of the week, I would get at least two calls in relation to somebody that's homeless. And it's something that needs to be addressed, you know, in principle. And I know that we're facing a perfect storm with increased prices in energy costs, and home inflation is rising on a daily basis, and the cost of building is gone through the roof. So it's a perfect storm, and that's what we're trying to fight against. And I think the Sligo County Council will face into it and will try and get houses built for people.